Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Not what it seems. In Matthew 7, verses 15 and 16, we read, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" I will never forget a story my cousin told me many years ago. One of his favorite after-school snacks was bread and butter with sugar spread on top. I have never tried it, and to tell you the truth, I doubt that I ever will. Gene came home from school, and no one was there. He went into the kitchen and prepared his favorite snack, making sure that there was plenty of sugar. He noticed a dish full of sugar. Actually, it was salt that his mother had set aside to make pickles. As he took a giant bite, he was struck with an awful taste. He suddenly realized it was not sugar, but salt. Had he taken a little more time to ensure what was in the dish, he would not have been treated to this shocking experience. They both were white, and both were granular, but the taste told the difference. Sadly, there are many people in our modern world who rush after teachers and preachers who appear to be the real thing. They seem to be real, but are they? First and foremost, we should always check their teaching with the Word of God. If what they teach does not measure up to God's Word, get away from them. They are false teachers. It will take hard work on your part to search the Scriptures, but that is what God expects of us. You will know them by their fruits. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.